you're on your way. For all the details and to get started now, go to mebanking.com. Member FDIC.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Salem Springs won the tip-off to start the game. Tip-off brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Scott Tabor. They picked up their own rebound off the miss. Ball going into the lane for the layup is Emily Keene. She can't get it to go. Salem Springs gets another offensive rebound. They've already got two so far this evening. Ball's over on the left side as Wiklinski is going up top. Almost had the ball stripped from her, but is able to control it. Now gives it to Smith. Smith dribbling up to the top. Throws over on the left side to Wiklinski. Now picks up her drill, trying to throw it down on the low block. Ball was knocked away and stolen, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal, of course, to Salem Springs in their first turnover.
Good job, backside help right there by Lauren Waymeyer.
Here is Husky with it on the right side, giving it to Norcross near the corner. She drills out a little more to the wing, up top to Husky. Looks like they're in a man-to-man, actually, almost.
Yeah, I think they're matching up, and this is that 3-2 zone. They're matching up, so here comes the trap out of it.
Yep, you're right, there it is. There's Husky being trapped, so she'll throw it off the foot of, I believe that was Wiklinski. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it with 6:41 left in the opening quarter.
And this is what makes that defense so hard. It looks like a man-to-man at times. It looks like a zone at times. You just don't know how to attack it here.
Absolutely. Here is Mullen dribbling on the left side, giving it there on the wing to Rucker. Rucker will throw it up top to Mullen. Over on the right side to Husky. To Waymeyer, she has on the wing. Up top to Norcross. Back over on the right side to Husky.
Mountain Home's going to have to attack the middle, right about that free throw line there where Andy's kind of standing right now.
Husky throws up top to Norcross, who'll put up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Well, looks like, well, they had it for a moment, and Rucker does chase it down, but now she's called for the travel. And so both teams with a turnover each on their opening possession.
Even with that turnover there, you like to see Amelia and Lauren. They were both basically fighting for the ball on that offensive rebound. Good hustle by the Lady Bombers to start the game.
Mountain Home going with a zone press, and ball goes off the foot of a Smith, but right into the hand of another Lady Panther. Ball goes now with Ross on the low block. She will throw it to Tiefel, who dribbles into the lane for the layup. Good, and Asylum Spring strikes first. 5:42 left to play in the first quarter. 2-0 Salem Springs. Here's Mullen with it. Throws it up top to Norcross. Ball's knocked away, but now Husky gets it. Kay Jackson will check in for Mountain Home in the next available time. Norcross has it at the right elbow. Finds Waymeyer cutting into the lane. Now gives it to Norcross cutting into the paint for the layup. Good.
And that's exactly how the Lady Bombers want to attack that. They hit that free throw line, kicked it out to the wing, and cut right down the middle when that defender came out to guard the wing there.
Score is tied at 2 apiece with 5:15 left in the opening quarter. Ball's on the left corner with Tiefel. She puts up the three-pointer. Good.
That's 5 quick points for her, right?
Yes, it is. Rena Tiefel with all 5 of Salem Springs points. 5-2. Lady Panthers up. About 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Here's Husky with it, dribbling toward the right side. Now she's going down to the corner. Now throws it near the top to Waymeyer. Norcross has it now. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws over to Mullen on the left side. Mullen's going to drill down into the lane. Trying to go in. I don't know if she's going for the layup or trying to throw it away, get to someone else, but Silent Springs comes up with the steal. That's Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Back there quickly the other way comes Brooke Smith. She couldn't get the layup. Gets her own rebound, though, but looks like she steps on the baseline.
Well, I think she was out of bounds. And, you know, when you're out of bounds, you got to come back in and establish both feet before you can grab the ball. She jumped from out of bounds right in to grab the ball,
gotcha.
Which is a correct call there by the official.
All right. And so now a timeout's going to be called, by Mountain Home. We'll break with 4:26 left to play in the first quarter. It is Salem Springs leading 5-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Well, Kate Jackson did check in right at the timeout and came in for, I believe, Cameron Mullen. Yep. So with about 4.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter, Mountain with the ball trailing 5-2. Husky into the front court. Dribbling toward the top, throws it there to Jackson. Over on the left side to Rucker. Rucker goes cross court to Husky in the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Smith. And back come the Lady Panthers.
You know, even though we didn't make that shot, you still like to see a wide-open shot there with good, crisp passes. That's what's going to take the Lady Bombers. They're going to have to square. If no one's in front of them, kick it off to that offside there.
And back on the other end of Silent Springs throws it out of bounds. That's their second turnover of the night. 3:55 left to play in the first quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball, trailing by three. Ball's up top with Jackson. Throws it to Norcross in the right corner. She's going to try for the three. For the tie, good! Annie Norcross with all five of Mountain Home's points. We're tied at five apiece with 3:36 left in the first quarter. And Beck, and already Salem Springs commits a turnover. Did she step on the sideline?
She did. She stepped on the sideline here trying to make a move. She walked before that. The official missed that and then stepped on the sideline.
Gotcha. Well, Leklinski is checking out of the game as she is being replaced by Faith Ellis, a 5'7 sophomore.
You know, one thing you're seeing here, Silent Springs is kind of sloppy with the ball. The Lady Bombers defense is causing some issues right now with Silent Springs.
3:23 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Norcross with it at the right elbow. Tries to throw it to Rucker. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Silent Springs. Both teams with three turnovers so far. Here's Smith back the other way for the Lady Panthers. Going into the lane. Was that Smith with the layup or was that
Tiefel? Smith dished it off.
Okay, so it was Tiefel. Rena Tiefel with all seven of Silent Springs points. And such play in the first quarter. 7-5, Lady Panthers up. Husky will give it to Waymire in the right corner. Cross court to Jackson at the left wing. She's going to drill to the free throw line. Kicks out to Husky. Up top to Norcross. Now tries to throw it down to Waymire. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And it will be Silent Springs ball with 2:44 left to play in the first quarter.
Kind of tough play there. Defender and Lauren kind of went together. Defender stopped, just kind of off of Lauren's hands out of bounds.
Smith will give it to Keene. Now ball goes to Tiefel, and she's going to be fouled as she and Norcross were both going for the ball. Annie Norcross picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half.
Pretty violent collision right here in front
of us.
Yeah, it was. They're both going for the ball. And, you know, Annie, I think, gave the force there instead of took some.
2:32 left to play in the first quarter. Smith throws it to Tiefel on the right side. Now up top to Leklinski. Over on the left side now it goes to Smith. She has the ball knocked away by Waymire, but Smith gets it back, dribbles to the corner, pulls up the jumper, no good. Rebound is knocked around, controlled by Jackson. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Going into the lane for the layup, no good. And she's called for the offensive foul.
You know, Kate kind of forced the issue there, tried to do a little fake pass into her Euro step on the left side. I think she might have been able to drop that ball off. I don't think it was Lauren running down the other side there. It was kind of caught in between there, and the defender took the offensive foul.
That's Jackson's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Back quickly comes Silent Springs. Leklinski has it in the left corner. She'll throw it out on the wing to Ross. Now gives it back to Leklinski. Down the low block to Smith, and she's called for the offensive foul.
Love to see that there by Kate. She came back and did the exact same thing and took the player control foul on the other side.
Brooke Smith picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. 2 minutes set to play in the first quarter. Silent Springs leading 7-5. Mount Tom with five turnovers so far this evening. Silent Springs with four.
I remember Brooke Smith last year. She played a lot as a sophomore coming into this game.
She did.
Yeah.
Husky drills on the right side, throws up top to Waymire. Back over to Husky. Now Husky has, I'm sorry, Norcross has it at the top. Throws over to Rucker on the left side. About to be met by a double team. Dribbles out of it. Finds Husky at the left elbow. She's going into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. She puts it back up and in. We're tied back up.
And Lauren Waymire has been playing really, really well and aggressive on the boards the last few games. It's good to see her come out tonight with the same aggressiveness.
That's our third tie of this evening. And Mount Holm almost comes up with a steal. And now Tim Rippey is going to call timeout to avoid a 10-second count.
Look like Silver Springs had control of the
ball. I was kind of thinking the same thing myself. But we will break with 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home and Silver Springs knotted up at 7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
So Salem Springs takes a timeout to avoid a turnover with 1:14. Let's play in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. Ball goes into the front court as Ross has it. She drills to the left elbow. Kicks out on the wing to Leklinski. Down in the corner now to Keene. Now a foul is going to be called. I believe on Mountain Home. Reach-in foul on Lauren Waymire. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Bombers here in the second half, in the first half. 1:02. Let's play in the opening period. Kaylee Johnson checking in for Salem Springs, replacing Emily Keene. Johnson, a 5'7 junior. Also for Mountain Home, Annie Norcross and Amelia Rucker checking out. Cameron Mullen checking back in. And Emma Wilbur coming in for the first time this evening. She is a 5'11 junior. Ball goes up top to Smith, down to Ross in the paint. Back up top to Smith. She drills to the elbow, kicks out to Leklinski. Less than a minute left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes to Ross at the elbow. She drills to the low block, goes up for the layup. No good. Leklinski gets the offensive rebound. Ball's knocked around and finally controlled by Tiefel. Now it's up to Leklinski. Up top now to Smith.
Good defense here by the Lady Bombers. They're moving with some aggressiveness over here on the defensive end. Love to see that.
Smith has over on the left wing. 31 seconds. Up top to Leklinski. Over on to Tiefel on the left side. Now up top to Ross, over to Leklinski on the left. 20 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Smith. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Tiefel. She gets her shot blocked. Gets the ball back, though. Now Asylum Springs will try once again. 10 seconds as the ball goes over on the left side with Johnson. She will find Ross in the left corner. Puts up the jumper. Good. Brooke Ross with her first 2 points as Mountain was... It's not going to get the shot off. I don't think Parker Husky realized how much time was left on the clock.
No, it had been a tough shot three-quarter court there anyway. So. Yeah.
So after 8 minutes of play, it is Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through